Praise God. Okay, Hebrews 11. I'm at Hebrews 11. I've moved on to a new subject here, and the subject is now faith. It says, Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made by things which are visible. God, we believe that God made the earth by faith, by our faith. And what I want you to see is verse 6. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Why do you suppose that it's impossible to please God without faith? It hasn't been said, it never said anything else in the Bible about pleasing or not pleasing God, except right here. And the only way... Yeah, if you're in unbelief, you can't please God. Without faith, you can't please God. Does anyone know why that is? If you're in unbelief and have no faith, you can't please God. It's a simple answer. It's so simple. If you don't have faith, He can't help you. He hardly ever does anything apart from people's faith. Ever. If you don't have faith, He can't help you. That's why Jesus, when Jesus healed people, he said, and they said, "Oh, thank you, you healed me." He says, "According to your faith, it was done for you." He always put it back on their faith. He says, "Your faith did this for you." He always commended when he saw faith. He says, "I haven't seen such great faith in all Israel." He was talking about a centurion. He says, "I haven't seen such great faith in all Israel." Jesus loved faith. He wants us in faith. And what is faith? It's like it's believing what we can't see before we have it. Yeah, faith is believing what we can't see before we have it. And I'm telling you, you walk away from your addiction by faith. How does that work? It says in the Bible that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Now, that's either true or it's not. The Bible says God is not a man that He should lie. It also says that God swore in His Word, and He swore by Himself because there was none greater, that He would not ever break His Word to us. So when you walk out there to quit, when you walk out there in the world, you're quitting, and the temptation comes to you, and Satan says, "You're just an alcoholic." And God and the Bible says to you, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the wicked lie? Are you going to believe God by His Word who says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed? Who are you going to believe? This is your time for faith. This is the moment of truth. And I would choose to believe, no, Satan, I am free. God said, "I'm free. I'm free. Shut up. Get out of here. Your spirit of alcohol or whatever spirit is bringing it to you, get out of here. Get away from me. I'm free. I believe I'm free. If I'm free, if I believe I'm free, then I am. If I am, then it's a done deal. It's settled now. It's settled in heaven. The word has been settled in my heart because it's been settled in heaven." The word is forever settled in heaven, the Bible says.
Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Now go to Mark 11. Mark 11. Hey guys, these scriptures just keep getting better. If you can, Mark is the fourth book of the New Testament. It's the second book of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. So go to Mark 11. Jesus is talking about having faith in God. He says, have faith in God, for surely I... verse 22, I'm sorry. He says, have faith in God, for surely I say to you, whoever says this mountain be removed and be cast in the sea and shall not, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses.
All right. I just told you on the last scripture that if you couldn't have faith, you couldn't please God. Now I'm telling you another little requirement. If you can't forgive your brother, if you can't forgive that stranger, if you can't forgive your ex-wife or husband, if you can't forgive one of your parents for what they did to you, if you can't forgive the guy that mugged you last week, I'm telling you, then God can't forgive you. You know why God requires this of you? Because so many people are led back to their addiction because they get out of sorts. They get unhappy. They get mad. They get bitter. It's like, oh, they make me so mad. Where's that bottle? You know, I got to have a drink. I'm so frustrated with these people. Okay? That's... You know what? God knows that you're in a big satanic tempting fix when you don't have your heart under control and your mind to forgive people. God isn't asking much. Again, the normal human being can't forgive anything. But as you get God in you, as God comes in you by the Word here, then Jesus forgives you by the Holy Spirit's power. He forgives people through you. He forgives people through you. I said this a few weeks ago. The mother comes into the jail cell and she comes in and looks through the jail cell and there's the man who murdered her little girl, maybe raped her too. And she says, "Mister, I forgive you." What is she doing? That's impossible. But she's releasing this man from his sin so he might have a chance to be saved. And she's doing it because God said, you must forgive all. And you know, there comes a couple times a week that I have to forgive somebody. But what I try to do, if this helps any of you, what I try to do is I try to be forgiving in advance. I try to have this insulation around me where there's this forgiveness, kind of a forgiveness radar, that I'm ready to forgive who's about to offend me, you know? And that helps. Just forgive people. When you're praying, say, Lord, I forgive people for tomorrow's stuff. You know, and just be so fast to forgive. Because really what Jesus is saying here is your faith isn't going to work if you can't forgive people. It'll just short-circuit the faith. It just shuts it down. It's just short-circuited. It's gone. There's no more faith in you if you aren't forgiving people. So we just read in the last verse, if you don't have faith, you can't please God because He can't help you. But if you don't forgive, He can't forgive you and He can't honor your faith. This is simple stuff. One wise man said, you need help to misunderstand this stuff. It's so simple. Go to Galatians 5. Galatians is back again towards the back. It's right after Corinthians. Galatians 5. Hey, we're making good time on this teaching. Galatians 5. Galatians 5. Everybody in Galatians 5? It's after Corinthians, which is after Romans. Okay. Galatians 5. Verse 6. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. See, I'm just taking you guys right up the steps here from one thing to the next. Faith works through love. Faith works through love. No love, no faith. No forgiveness, no faith. No faith, no blessings from God. Faith works through love. You need love. And let me tell you something. If you receive Christ, you are a love being. You have love. The love nature is already in you. It's in your heart already. You might say, well, Greg, I don't show much love ever. But you know what? Revelation of that love comes to your mind and it unveils what's already in you in seed form. When you receive Christ, love got deposited in your heart. It's in you in seed form. All you got to do now is grow the tree of love. That's all you got to do. We're going to go real fast to 1 Corinthians 13.